We're live. This is the making of the show, The Great Expectations of Princess Portus, by the Academic Genius Brothers, our radio series in 14 episodes. It's time to be fun, fair, and square. Episode 8. One more time. Episode 8. One more time. Episode 8. Episode 8. First integral visualization. Jesse's home, Wednesday, 2 p.m. There are days like that we can do a visualization. Jesse gives us his selection of DJs. Paul, who finally had taken secret notes, presents to us the total plan of the show. But some will find out why, starting at the end, Wuzzo notices that a sketch is missing. So where have the Wacky and Tillo disappeared to? They go looking for them and luckily find them. Phew! And then, suddenly, Wuzz, who has never seen Paul upset since 1,000 years, asks him to play the angry man. It'll calm everyone down. Surprising, isn't it? I've selected about 10 songs for the birthday party. I'll read you the list. It's messy, but you'll see the order during the repeat. You probably don't know any of these titles. I chose them voluntarily because they are unknown.
I'm sure you must have put it, It's Not For You by J.J. Elpink. You spoke to me about it about 3 months ago.
Of course! It's a disco from the 80s. No drinking, no smoking, no talking. By the Saturday Night Rebels. Hard rock. Cry out with me. By the Companions of Silence. Something cheesy like a twist. No lyrics. No lyrics. Yeah. By Nobody King. Techno speed. Rap jazzy. Yo, what's up? My brothers and my girls. All going down. We'll do a little twirl. Or Urban Melody for a cyber song from Global One. I mean, we could go on forever.
Wow, extra, Jesse. It begins well, but no French...
Was, ça va, ça va. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Jesse, that's great.
And the last one. Electro Tribe. One tango mixed in rubber-dub-dub. One punk double speed in slow motion. It's a pogo. One folk post-rural, difficult to dance, but fun. And finally, I thought it'd be cool for Wuzz to pass Boomer 2050 by Madame XYZ, a French thing. A kind of speed cha-cha-cha, half salsa, half rumba-ba-ba with up-up fusion hip-hop style, kind of Frenchy poet accordion, you know, that kind of thing.
Wow, 5 JC is gonna be terrific. Terrific, like Paul said when he can.
10 songs is perhaps a little too much. We can take 5 for the birthday party and 5 for scene 10 when the trees are planted. It's scene 10, no?
In fact, I'll only use 30 seconds from each song. So the total of the sequence will be 3 minutes. For the tree sketch, I thought we could put together some new age stuff in the background. Didgeridoo, flute, you know, jew's harp, ukulele, tambourine, violin, acoustic bass, you know, this kind of thing.
Wow, Jess, well, yeah, putain, super. You can add some lyrical onomatopoeia by Johnny Kumar.
Oh, it's true, it's super Johnny Kumar. Okay, well, we'll see.
And for the cultural program, my wacky Australian. I haven't started yet, but I'm thinking about it.
Excellent, so let's go for the summary. I start from the end. 12 baby song to do. Last Saturday, we found a sketch for scene 11, the botanist debate. We suggest you host a debate between Wuzz and me. It won't be too long, 4 or 5 minutes max. In 10, we have Portus dance. What's up at 3? And in 9, Operation Green Snow.
It is not in Operation Green Snow that our commando attacks the fake dance Portus. After that, we do the Portus dance.
Yes, Jess. We go backwards, that's why we
okay, got, so in 8, birthday party, 7, cultural program, 6, news, 5, I forgot, 4 or so, 3, great expectation of Princess Portus, 2, generic, 1, Jesse intro.
Oh, my note, I have Paul's song in scene 4, followed by the sketch, I cry, etc. And scene 5, actions, Operation Fatat Pouf. And there is the intellectual sketch too. We lost the wacky intellectual.
Where?
Somewhere.
Maybe Laboratory Evolution.
Or at the Sire building. I saw someone there walking inside.
We should send a mass bulletin to inform everyone of their disappearance.
Yeah, right. We have a better chance of finding them.
Or maybe they're all hiding in the cultural area.
But yes, of course. If I were an intellectual, there is where I would go and hide.
Conclusion. They should be invited to the program of one pavilion. Which one?
I'm hesitating between Switzerland and Swedish.
What? They are intellectual in Switzerland?
In Sweden a lot.
Give me some name.
Johansson, Anderson, Carlson, Nielsen, Ferguson.
Waterson, Fireson, Wooderson, Stonderson.
Okay, that's enough. It's crazy how many Swedish intellectuals you know.
In fact, we only have one solution. To put them at the cultural program. The European Pavilion.
Alors là, bravo, Paul. Well, see ya.
This time we made it. I'll put everything back in a place and I'll send you the visualization.
Okay. I take all my notes. I try to see them clearly. I reclassify them, reorder them, and I do not send them to you.
I don't look at my notes. I don't check anything. I re-memorize myself. I forget nothing. I think about it and I call you in case of need.
Paul, the other day of my electrical cycle, I said to myself in French that I never saw you pissed off, upset. You are a kind of a typical British guy, phlegmatic. It is a cliché, I know, but admit, you must still have this bloody British feeling.
Was, given his name, he must have old French genes. Enough to be able to have a kind of dirty Frenchy character.
Okay, guys, I can give it a try. Give me one reason to be angry like an Anglo-Frenchy.
Okay, suppose in case of need, I ask you to call me between 9:35 and 9:55 a.m. only Friday.
And me, not before 10:30 a.m. and not after 10:35 p.m. only on Sunday.
Damn, guys, I'd like to clear it up. Dot the I's and commas where it's needed. Never call me, never come to my house, no email, no WhatsApp, no SMS, no social media. Don't wave me on a motorbike, on a bicycle, on foot, while running or walking, forwards or backwards. And above all, while eating, sleeping and dreaming.
You forgot singing.
And swimming.
I tell you, the best is if we want to ignore the Genius Brothers to survive in the face of this deleterious climate is to ignore me, avoid me, to bury me under reinforced concrete screen resistant to general atomization in order to protect me from the molecular pulverization if, in the near future, I should renew with you unconditional bonds of fraternity.
Excellent, Paul. Sufficiently French to be angry and British enough to stay straight. Best quality. What do you think, Jess?
Like you was, it reminds me of Paul's best quality. A friend of mine once said, the best is always worse than the good. The good better than the beautiful, and the beautiful better than the best.
Strange, because a friend of mine liked to say the best is not beautiful, the beautiful is good, and good is not the best.
Bah ça alors, it's crazy because a friend of mine keep repeating the best, the good, the beautiful, we don't care.
The end. This concludes our 8th radio episode, First Integral Visualization, the making of the Genius Brothers show, We Start to See More Clearly. It does not like to be out. It likes to be in the in, but love the off. Not at all the out of the off. We understand it. It is his work. And it knows, oh yes, it knows, when is the time to be fun, fair, and square. See you for the 9th episode, whenever we manage to get it together. It is called the Zooks Cloth, signed A.G.B.S. This is the work of a Frenchman. Any resemblance to actual English grammar, Shakespearean or otherwise, is purely coincidental. The Anglo-Saxon actors in this production take no responsibility for the structure of their dialogue or word choice.
Excellent. Excellent. Good.